Chad and Nate, presented by SCL Mortgage. Here's Chad Brown and Nate Jackson on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
We welcome in Troy Rank, our Denver 7 Broncos insider, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. Troy, I spent a little bit of time earlier in the show describing my Eric Bieniemy love. So maybe I'm not the right guy to present the downside or the negatives of Eric Bieniemy as they are perceived by NFL people around the league. Could you break down why Eric Bieniemy may not be the right guy for the Denver Broncos head coaching job?
Yeah, listen, Chad, Eric Bieniemy should have a head coaching job already. We've said this, it's a joke that there's one African-American coach in the league, Tomlin, in a league of 70% African-American players. And Bieniemy, this will be, I believe, his 12th interview in the last 3 years, so he should have had a job by now. The downside in Colorado for this job would be, you know, is it shades of Vance Joseph, the CU connection? Eric had some issues off the field, even post-graduation. He did not do well in his 1 year at CU, and that was a long time ago. And what hurts him, which is I think is unfair, is this feeling that he doesn't call the plays. He does sometimes, but it's Andy Reid's offense. It's Andy Reid doing all the legwork. But that didn't prevent Doug Peterson and Matt Nagy from landing jobs, and that's why I think it's unfair. For me, Chad, my argument would be I would like to see Eric Bieniemy get a fresh start outside of Colorado. No, fresh, complete. This is who he is. Let him go to work. I just don't know if there would be patience for him here, and would they immediately say, well, this is like the Vance Joseph hire, it's the CU connection, and he just wasn't ready. I mean, and he's more ready than Vance was, certainly, in terms of his NFL experience. But that there's just those would be the negatives. It's does he call the plays? Could he put a staff together that's going to be a long-term viable staff? And, you know, can he deal with questions that may pop up about his past? That, again, all this stuff feels unfair, but I just don't know if the timing's right for him right now with the Broncos.
So Dan Quinn's got a lot of offers on the table right now. He's the hot candidate that everyone wants. How much do you think the quarterback of the team he's going to factors into his decision? And how much do you think, for example, George Payton discusses that with him during the interview, the options that the Broncos have at quarterback or what his ideas might be at quarterback?
Well, if you're watching the NFL trends, Nate, and I know you are, if you're going to be a new head coach, it's like three pillars. Okay, ownership, sometimes that gets overrated. As long as they're giving you resources, ownership typically isn't the everyday issue. Who's my GM? Who's my head coach? Who's my quarterback? And when you look at the Broncos, they don't have the best quarterback position of the openings. If you consider the Raiders with Derek Carr, Miami, if you like Tua, and the Bears with Justin Fields, and the five and Kirk Cousins with Minnesota, if you know there's interest for five teams for Dan Quinn. He could argue the quarterback position in Miami and Minnesota and Chicago is better than what you have in Denver. So what is the counter argument? You're Denver. We're going to go get a veteran. We're all in on Rodgers if he's available. We're all in on Wilson if he's available. Maybe it's the next tier veteran. Or we're going to be patient and we're going to draft one in the first round and allow you to develop him. That would be the pitch to him is we've got parallel tracks. We're either going to go superstar veteran or first rounder. We're not going to do stopgap and we're not going to hold you accountable if we have to start a stopgap for four games before our rookie's ready. But that's the hard part is he's going to have options. He's interviewing for five jobs. And he's going to interview for the Giants job. And you say, well, Giants quarterback situation is terrible. Daniel Jones. It is. But Russell Wilson, when I talk to my industry sources, if he were to leave Seattle, and it's no guarantee he would, where would he feel most appreciated in the NFL? You go to New York, because I know there's times he feels underappreciated in Seattle. He could go to New York with Dan Quinn. I know he likes Dan Quinn. He played with Dan Quinn when they won the Super Bowl, when Quinn was the D coordinator. So it is a challenge in that regard. And that's where, in Quinn's case specifically, I think he's going to get multiple offers. And that's why, while I consider him still the slight front runner for Denver, it's no guarantee he's just automatically going to take the job.
What is your response to the folks in town who say, well, if you hire a defensive coach, well, then your offensive coordinator, if he meets any success, will then be hired to be the next head coach someplace else. So you're constantly going to be looking for the next offensive coordinator if you go with a defensive-minded head coach. I certainly have had pushback against that. What's your thoughts on that fan opinion?
Yeah, I mean, I love it in one way because it shows fans are thinking ahead. The other way I'm thinking is, what offensive coordinator have they had in the last 6 years that's gone anywhere to do anything? With all due respect to Kubiak, Rick Dennison, Mike McCoy, Bill Musgrave, Pat, you know, you're going to see Pat Shermer on that list, Rich Scangarello. None of them went on to success anywhere else. So to me, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Man, what happens if our offense is so good that they're going to take our guy? How about you get a functional offense first and worry about that problem? Because it, trust me, it has not been a problem the last 6 years. It has been a joke. They averaged 19 points a game last year, Chad. But the way you would solve it is you hire a really good quarterbacks coach. So, like, in the Packers where they have Nathaniel Hackett and Luke Getsy. If Hackett goes, Getsy's the coordinator. And so let's say it's Quinn and he hires Mike McDaniel as his assistant head coach, and then you try to bring in Getsy the following year as your coordinator. I mean, you have to have a plan when you talk to George Payton. If this is my coordinator, and we know that if we do well, that he could be gone. Who is your quarterback's coach or your slash passing game coordinator? Who is that guy, and would we be able to retain him? So, yes, it is a fair concern. To me, it's like 99th out of 100 issues with the Broncos that we're so concerned that a defensive coach, his offensive coordinator, would leave because he's so good. Can they just be good first? Can we get to that step and worry about it then? That would be my point, is I just think we're kind of jumping ahead of things here.
Real quick for me, Troy, the Broncos defense was the strong point of this team last year. And there's been talk about, should we retain Ed Donatell? I know he's getting a look elsewhere. But is that the kind of system that you think you want to keep this defense in, to keep these young defensive players understanding what's expected of them? Or would you be comfortable in a whole new system for those guys?
Yeah, I'd be comfortable changing systems. Chad and I have talked about this. There's more defensive players can become a little positionless and more versatility. Offensive schemes harder to fix in a year. Defensive players, a lot of times, have played multiple schemes in college now. And, you know, as good as the defense was, and I'm not meaning to, you know, step on fans, you're going out the door. They were 28th in third down conversion rate. They were 19th in they were 16th in takeaways again. It wasn't a great defense. They held punts down because their strategy offensively was just to control the clock and not turn the ball away, but they didn't get takeaways. And so they weren't a great defense. They were middle of the pack in sacks, middle of the pack in takeaways, and they were terrible on third down. So it's not like we're talking about changing the 15 Broncos to a new scheme here. There's position versatility. I love Ed Donatell, and he'll be in the league coaching somewhere, either secondary or a D coordinator. And Fangio is going to be a D coordinator. I mean, if Jonathan Gannon gets the Texans job, Fangio will be a candidate in Philly. He's going to be a candidate in Vegas if Harbaugh takes that job. Vic Fangio is a terrific defensive coach. I'm not worried about keeping his scheme. If the new coach wanted Donatell and said he's my guy, okay, I'm fine with that. Ed could do it, and the players really like Ed. But I'm not keeping Donatell and forcing it on a new coach if that's not the scheme he wants.
Thanks, Troy. Appreciate it, buddy.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Later, Troy.
That was Troy Rank, presented by ROX, Rocks Heating and Air. This is Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.